You are listening to Real World News.
Mexico Goldcorp's gold project suspended. Interview with community leader. Community members of El Carrizalillo in Guerrero State, Mexico, who blocked access to gold project Los Filos of Canadian mining company Goldcorp on April the 1st, submitted on Monday a list of demands to the company related to health, environment, and fair payment for their lands. In addition, a government representative of Guerrero State visited the community and was shocked by the environmental destruction caused by Goldcorp in the region, where around 1,400 people are living. This is what community leader Julio told Rio World Radio. After Goldcorp's leasing agreement on the peasants' land expired on March 31st, on April the 1st, the community members blocked access to the mine. They are claiming a fair renegotiation of closing and post-closing plan for the mining company that has been operated in El Carrizalillo for over 10 years. The gold project has caused serious environmental and health impacts in the area, Julio told Rio World Radio. These are 2,500 hectares that are completely destroyed by the mine. Julio also said that they also unblocked federal transportation networks in order to avoid being repressed by the government, which is supporting the transnational corporation. Julio believes the support of national and international support has been key to avoid governmental repression. This is extremely valuable, he said, and urged the international community to continue expressing solidarity through letters, press releases, among other protection mechanisms for the community members resisting. The Mesoamerican movement against the mining extractive model, together with international networks such as Friends of the Earth International, is circulating an urgent action with letters addressed to Goldcorp authorities and Mexican and Canadian governments to claim a dignified agreement for the affected peoples.
You are listening to Real World News.